about it. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community and Death. I love that song. It's Barb Marley and the Wailers. The song is called Three Little Birds, and it is a great song to introduce our guest today, but I'm a little thrown off. It's Mayor Mary Fassbender is on the phone. Mayor, are you shaking it up with a new song? What's up with that? I like it.
Well, to be honest, Mo, you know, I want to be optimistic, and we're starting to see the sunshine, and not as of yesterday, but starting today and moving forward, we'll see warmer temperatures, and I'm optimistic that we're seeing light at the end of the tunnel with COVID. We've all worked so hard and diligent to make things work within our community and our businesses, and I'm so thankful for that. And I'm very excited to hear Three Little Birds on my little patio when I can sit on the patio and have my coffee in the morning. So yeah, I'm very optimistic that things moving forward with vaccines and everything, it is getting better.
So I feel it too, Mary. I love your new song, so I think that's a keeper. So how are things? I know that we're talking after your last city council meeting, which was moved to a Tuesday because of the federal holiday on Monday. So you had a meeting on Tuesday, and what went on?
We did. Well, again, exciting things, you know, have been happening, and to start, we passed to accept our legal services contract between the city and two different organizations that will be handling. Our prosecuting attorney will be from Campbell and Knutson, and that's a firm that has been very well known throughout the, you know, many communities utilize them, and so they will be our new prosecuting city attorney. And then also with that, on the other end of it are the legal services and for the city. And that's the civil part, which that'll be the person that will sit in on our council meetings via Zoom or at the chambers, like Dan Flegel is to us now. And so that will be an attorney from Levander, Gillen, and Miller. And so that's exciting to have some new eyes again. You know, it's sad for us to say goodbye to Dan Flegel and the Flegel Law Firm, which still just is a mind-blowing number of years that they have serviced us, 58 years.
That's just, that's crazy, and it's wonderful, and they should be so proud. So, Mary, you're breaking it out then for legal services. Did the Flegel Law Firm in the past 48 years, did they represent both sides?
They have done both,
correct.
Okay. And, you know, this has been a challenge for us in working with Dan and city staff. What is best for Hastings? What is best for this community? And Dan had really great recommendations, and he was a part of the process as well. So we thank him for that. Again, Campbell Knutson is well known for their prosecution as their prosecuting attorneys. And Levander and Gillen and Miller are very well known for their civil portion. So it's going to be different, but a lot of communities do it this way. So we were just so fortunate to have our attorneys at Flegel Law Firm to do both sides. So that was a fortunate thing. But again, you know, things change, and we have to move with the flow. And we felt that it's best that we separate them for the benefit of both sides.
Well, that's wonderful news, Mary, and we're really happy to, you know, to hear that. And we wish Dan Flegel well. I know he's an attorney in Hastings at the Flegal Law Firm, and it's a great place in town. So we wish him continued success, because his private practice, of course, is continuing. So let's talk about some of the other things that were on the agenda.
We had a public hearing for the parklets for throughout the community, the downtown and throughout the community. As people know, we had the parklets last year.
So when you say throughout the community, though, I know there was discussion at the meeting that really the downtown area is about the only place that they would fit into the spaces or the...
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. But from our standpoint, we want people to know that they can do it as well. We just want people to know that, you know, if they own and operate a business throughout the community, that we're there for them too. It is our Main Street downtown is probably the most that it will be utilized and can be utilized, but we just want the community to know that if they want to apply for it, they will be able to too. So last night we actually had a public hearing for the community to speak out, and there was no one that wished to speak on that. So I think after last year, the discussion with council was, how can we continue to do this? And the number one thing is looking at, you know, the parklets as being a solution because of COVID.
And
you know, restaurants are only allowed 50%. So this way they could extend out and maybe get that other 50% to, you know, make them with the in and out 100% capacity then.
So can you, for our listeners' sake, can you please explain what a parklet is?
Well, I can sure do my best. So last year, the community will remember in the downtown area, we had like barricades up that would allow the extension of their patios into the street. We went into the like parking areas of the street to give them that more room to expand to. So moving forward, that discussion is how can we make that a little more appealing? And so with the parklets, with the barricades and everything up, then they would choose to bring their tables out and they could, like I said, extend their eating area. So with that, how can we make it more appealing? It kind of looked like a construction zone because there were many cones and, you know, staff really did an excellent job putting it together as quickly as they did to get the job done to, you know, help with the COVID relief for the restaurants and some of the small other businesses downtown. So in extending that, last year we also added more picnic tables under like the bridge and down by the levee so people could take their food to go. Remember, curbside last year was huge for everyone. And so then they could take their food and go down and sit at a picnic table or something. So our hope is to be able to do that again too. It all depends on the needs of, you know, is the community, is COVID going to stay the way it is? You know, there's so many variables yet. So that's why the discussions, gosh, they started probably 6 weeks ago already. And it's best to, you know, think about these things and talk about these things prior to it actually being here. So we know March and April will be here quickly. So we're just trying to do the best we can through safety. And how can we help these businesses with the extension of their restaurants so they could be at, you know, what we call full capacity for them.
So Mary, would the downtown be closed off again?
You know, I'm not thinking so. Our community developer coordinator, Eric Moss, has been doing just a fabulous job in reaching out to the businesses and the people, you know, and one of our big concerns for the downtown area in particular is the traffic flow. So having closed off the street wasn't, you know, we did it, and we found from doing it, we found things differently that we could maybe do this year. So staff is still working on that. So I can't say yes or no, but it's doubtful that we will close any streets off anymore. It's just, it's kind of unfair to some of the businesses that maybe need that drive-up space and parking, you know, for their customers to come in, you know, their front doors as well. So, So we had some challenges with it. We tried it, and like I said, you know, we're looking at different things, but I don't think so, Mo.
So the big discussion last night during the meeting, I know, was the parklets, but in particular, what they're going to look like. So can you touch on that, please?
Sure. So again, Eric has done some wonderful research. And when we first started talking about it, you know, you think about it and you think, well, you could just, you know, put some lumber together and make it look good, blah, 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 blah.
That's what you and Eric, I would think.
Yeah.
That's if we went into the parklet business.
Oh, gosh, no. And, it, you know, we're talking about the DIY, you know, the do-it-yourself.
Right.
And all that stuff. But Eric went to get some more information. Well, there are parklets out there, believe it or not, that can be as cheap as $9,000 to $40,000.
Yeah, that's incredible.
It is. I mean, again, we're not spending those kinds of dollars. And we have to be considerate. You know, this is taxpayers' dollars if we are to give, you know, the go with HEDRA to give them an option for some grants or some loans out there. So we are very cautious with that. The downtown, they're very willing to help in any way they can. But there, again, there's still a lot of work to be done for the simple fact, how can we make it affordable for maybe these businesses that aren't doing so well, but may want this to help their businesses? There hasn't been a whole lot of revenue made in the last 18 months with our businesses, and I think they're grateful for what they have, but they have to also be cautious as to watch their spending as well.
So how many parklets would there be proposed for downtown?
As of right now, I think there's six that have, you know, kind of raised their hand type of thing that I'd be willing to have one in front of my business. And I believe there were seven last year.
And they're primarily, you know, restaurants, I would take it?
There is. There was one that was on the second block of 2nd Street, too. And, you know, that was kind of nice, too, because then, you know, people could sit out there and rest and, you know, just, it's not just for that, well, for the restaurants it is, just for that particular business, but we'd like to see possibly various areas of parklets maybe where people can just sit and rest. Too, you know, just to have another option, like I said earlier, with taking lunch to go but not sitting at the restaurant, maybe sitting elsewhere. And I think that was appealing for the people that just like to walk downtown, too.
But it was brought up that the city really isn't interested in being in the parklet business.
Absolutely not.
Right.
No. And, you know, there again, it has to be put on the business owner. We have nowhere to store them. We have no construction people on to construct them, you know what I'm saying? So it has to be a partnership through the businesses and the city. And we're there to help however we can and to maybe do the footwork like Eric and John Hinsman actually too. And Nick Eger is always in there too with Public Works. They've been working together to, you know, how can we, you know, help? That's how the city can help.
So there is money that would be available from HEDRA?
Possibly, yes. Yes.
And if you have six parklets, would they all have to buy in and say, we want them all to look like this? Or do you give each business the opportunity to design their own parklet?
Sure. We could suggest that they all have a certain look to them. I think, you know, if they all have criteria, if, you know, the city staff makes the criteria, I think it would look nice if they were uniform, but I also look at, you know, maybe somebody might have a little different twist to theirs. I, you know, there again, that's a part of the discussion. we would have loved to have had, you know, the public pipe in last night during the public hearing, but there was no one. So we'll staff in between the DBA and other restaurants or businesses that are wanting to be involved. You know, I think they all help to make that determination as to what it's going to look like. But it'll have to be compliant, you know, ADA compliant, and along with other things. So there's still work to do.
And so what is the timing on all this, Mary? What are the next steps?
Well, it went back to staff. They took a couple of the council recommendations, and it will be up again, I'm thinking, Mo, for conversation and discussion again March 1st.
Anything else you want to let our listeners know?
Boy, you know, it was kind of a meeting. There's always good discussion, and I appreciate discussion from all of our council members. You know, there's six of us, and then I myself, and everybody has a different thought. Everybody has a different personality, and it's always good to hear everyone's perspective.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Always good discussion, that's for sure.
Well, we appreciate your time today. Mayor Mary Fassbender keeps business hours. I know they're probably still virtually, right?
Yes.
But how can people get a hold of you?
Sure, they could reach me on my cell, 651-587-4867, and I'd be glad to have a conversation over the phone with them. I am at City Hall Monday and Wednesdays. At this point, though, City Hall and all of our other facilities are closed, hoping, you know, crossing our fingers when that will be opening again. So, yes, looking forward to it.
Well, we are so appreciative of your time today. Mayor Mary Fassbender, and again, we're going to go out to your new theme song, which is called Three Little Birds. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.